For the majority of Fern Bolduc's April 10 testimony in the arson triple homicide trial of Liam Stinson, the jury in Sudbury Superior heard three responses. I don't remember, I don't recall, and can't say. Bolduc, 51, also known as Juno, was with Stinson the night of the April 11, 2021, fatal fire that killed three people and severely injured another. Stinson is charged with three counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Jamie Lynn Rose, Guy, Popcorn, Henri and Jasmine Summers. He is also charged with one count of intentionally or recklessly causing damage by fire to a dwelling house causing bodily harm. Bolduc was arrested on April 24, 2021, more than 2 weeks after the fire, and was charged with three counts of party to first-degree murder for his role in the death of Rose, Henri and Summers, and party to attempted murder for the severe injuries the fire caused to David Chef. He was also charged with party to arson with disregard for human life and conspiracy to commit murder. His charges were addressed in provincial court in late 2022, the details of which can't be published. Bolduc repeatedly testified he could not recall or had no memory of a party at Stinson's on April 10 or the fire itself in the early morning hours of April 11. In fact, according to his testimony, Bolduc maintains he has no idea three people died, despite being charged as a party to their deaths. Crown Counsel Elena J. asked Bolduc, "Did you ever, at any point, learn that people had passed away in that fire?" Bolduc said no. "You still don't know?" she asked. Bolduc again said, "No." Bolduc repeatedly testified Wednesday he could not recall or had no memory of what happened at the party or during a walk later to the Radisson Hotel downtown. He said he could only remember the people who were present at the party, and present at the hotel when they arrived. He could not remember the conversations they had, the mood of the night, or any interactions of note. While waiting for crack cocaine to arrive at the hotel from another source, Bolduc testified he was given methamphetamine and went into the bathroom to inject it. Aside from hearing a knock on the hotel room door, and a commotion, he said he heard nothing of what was said between the others there. Bolduc testified he exited the bathroom at one point and saw Witness 1 had arrived. Witness 1 has testified they were there when the fire was started, and has their name and identifying details covered by a publication ban. You can find their initial testimony here. Bolduc said Witness 1 was desperate for drugs, said Bolduc. When Jay asked how he knew, Bolduc replied, "When you're an addict, you know." He said he believed Witness 1 was there to buy drugs. Liam was selling drugs, and, you know, he wanted some. He said he did not recall anything about their interaction. Bolduc said he went back into the bathroom, and testified that he later heard the room quiet, so he left the bathroom. Finding no one in the hotel room, he went outside the hotel to find them. At that point, he got in a waiting cab with Stinson, and they headed back to Stinson's. "I guess I could say I was out of it as tired, exhausted, up for weeks," said Bolduc. "I just wanted to do more drugs." He testified he fell asleep a few hours later. Bolduc's testimony continues April 11, for the finish of his initial testimony and his cross-examination by defense counsel Joseph Wilkinson. Jenny LaMoth is a reporter for Sudbury.com.